from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely. I guess I'll just start with, even though I heard Kyle Shanahan post-game talk about playing Brock Purdy, why do you think Kyle Shanahan played Brock Purdy yesterday without any of his weapons?
It's a good question. I think in hindsight, maybe you don't play him. I just don't understand what they got out of it that was so productive. I feel like the risks outweigh any gains, but Purdy's point was that you practice all the time and you get into rhythms, but it's different in a game. And he was talking about the mental clock, and ironically one of the things he wanted to work on was the mental clock about a pass rush and getting hit, which you don't get in practices. They just kind of tag the quarterback or run past the quarterback. So, you know, it's hard to sort of sharpen that. He certainly got, a couple of instances where he had to deal with getting hit by the New Orleans Saints. So I guess it was valuable in that regard. You know, my point is that, he's going to play on Friday in Las Vegas, and he's going to play with a lot of the starters, not every starter, but a lot more than played last night. So to me, that was, that's your warm up. And that, the Saints outing, 11 snaps, 6 pass attempts, 2 completions, a handful of QB hits. I'm not sure that was worth it.
You think that, and we're joined by Matt Barrows of The Athletic, you think it could have had anything to do with the fact that he canceled the joint practices, which I guess if we're to understand Kyle, he thinks those are even more important than the exhibition games?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they needed to sort of replicate that in one way, shape, or form. They did have some good practices amongst themselves last week, and so I think that went towards doing that. But I think you're right. Getting some of those starters into that game, they're going to probably rely on Dominic Pooney at right guard, for example, maybe even as soon as the Jets game in week one. So getting that unit, getting Purdy behind that unit or as much of that unit as you could last night, that was probably valuable to do. Again, I feel like those guys are all going to be playing maybe even a half against the Raiders. So that's the true warm-up for the season. And like I said, maybe the risk of Purdy not having full complement of offensive linemen, the full complement of weaponry, didn't really kind of justify him being in that game.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you, Matt. I just thought it was a little perplexing and confusing, specifically with the protection and the offensive line. And it did make me just think about the absence of one Trent Williams. I mean, do you feel like, not necessarily this game in a vacuum, but with what else has been going on at practice and kind of their not being as deep up front, does it highlight even more how much they need a guy like Trent Williams? And do you feel like the Niners would be any closer after this game, or do you feel like Trent has more reason to just kind of dig in and ask for whatever he wants after watching that performance?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he has more clout now. I mean, this guy is as well respected as anybody in the NFL, certainly. when it comes to offensive linemen. So I don't know if it increases at all. I think the timing of it increases. You're now, we're going to be, I guess tomorrow would be 1 week from when you have to start making your big roster decisions. They pair the roster down to 53 men on the 27th. And then basically it's 2 weeks from that point until the start of the season. So getting Williams in and getting him enough runway so that he's ready to go, he's ready to play. I mean, Chris Foerster has talked about that since July, is that these guys need to get as many snaps as possible, not just be sharp, but to be conditioned enough to withstand the strain of that first game. You really can't replicate that at all. And he said that first series, the first game, especially for the offensive linemen, is extremely taxing. So I would imagine that's doubly so for somebody like Williams, if he's not getting any preseason games, if he's getting very scant training camp like snaps. So I think that we're starting to get to the bewitching hour as far as when he really needs to get back so that he can have a true warm up for the Jets game on the 9th.
Matt Barrow is joining us on 95.7 The Game. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. So the Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams aren't practicing. One's there, one's not, and it feels like there's been a lot of ups and downs to all this in terms of the situation. But it feels like to me, as an outsider, that there's more optimism now that they will have both these players. And I have no real reason to believe that other than kind of what's coming from the writers and the media. Is that your sense too, or would you say not so fast?
Yeah, I would say the closer we get to the season, the more or the less likely the Steelers would be to want to pull off a trade. Just because, you know, Ayuk would have to get up to speed with their system. He doesn't know their quarterbacks, this, that, and the other. So I would say that diminishes a little bit over time. So, in that way, I think this sort of, continuing in this state of limbo, it's kind of edges it ever so slightly towards the 49ers. But, it's been in this situation for a while now, and they can't find that common ground. And Ayuk seems perfectly prepared to dig in. So I don't know if we eventually reach a state of exasperation where the 49ers, look again at what the Steelers are offering and they pull the trigger. This has been a stalemate for a while now. And I would say that the 49ers argument would be it's been sort of in this realm for they might be edging it towards the goal line a little bit, but boy, it's been much more difficult and with little change than they had anticipated.
Matt, what have you gleaned from the first game of the preseason to the second? Where have you seen the most growth from these 49ers, outside of, looking at basically the big name players, outside of taking Purdy away from this? What have you learned from the first two games of preseason watching this team?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think the wide receiver position has started to take shape a little bit. I think that they drafted Jacob Cowing, who really had a nice game last night, with the thought that he could be their punt returner. He could basically be their 2024 version of Ray McLeod, who was both their return man and sort of the understudy for Deebo Samuel, a guy who could come in, take some end-arounds, gadget plays, things like that. The difference is that Cowing is really a burner, and we saw that on that 19-yard end-around in the third quarter. The Saints had that stop dead to right. They had that snuffed out. He was still able to get around the outside and go up the sideline for 19 yards. So, we hadn't seen that from them. This is what the 49ers had projected when they drafted him in the fourth round in April. This last week in practice and then this game was the first time he's really been able to put that onto the field. So I think the 49ers are a little bit more reassured that that plan is still intact and that they can get away with that plan this season. I thought it was a good game for him. I thought it was a good game for a lot of the rookies. It was a big rookie contest. I think the game on Friday, like I said, we'll get more ones. It'll be basically ones and then bottom of the roster guys. This game last night was a lot of second stringers, which meant a lot of rookies playing a lot of snaps. Dominic Pooney looked good for the second straight game. I think they're more reassured with that right guard spot going to him against the Jets. I think that's a really big deal. Pooney just looks very consistent from practice to practice, from game to game. They got some nice snaps out of the other rookie offensive lineman, Jerick Kingston. He was playing left guard for a big chunk of the first half and seemed to be fairly comfortable there. I don't think Kingston figures big into their plans for 2024, but he might for 2025, and this was a step in that direction.
Matt Barrows joining us on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. He works for The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. Let me ask you, and 'cause you had said this a few weeks ago on our station about, technically, I guess, Brandon Ayuk is hurt right now. That's why he's not practicing. If they don't come to terms with him in the near future and it extends into the season, what are the options the 49ers have? I mean, do they really think he's hurt? Do they think he's not hurt? Can they make him practice if they don't think he's hurt? Can he say, no, I'm really hurt? I mean, what are the options that both the player and the organization have?
Well, I just said a week from Tuesday, they've got to trim their roster to 53 players. And if he right now he's an active member of this roster. He's not practicing, but he's one of the 90 players. And so they have to make a decision at that point. If he's still there in this limbo situation a week from tomorrow, I'm not exactly sure what they're going to do, but they probably have to keep an extra wide receiver because he's not practicing and he wouldn't be playing in that instance. Now, they are on the record of saying that he reported a camp with neck and back injuries. And they're kind of keeping to that. It's a major wink, wink, nudge, nudge situation, but technically that's true. So it may allow them the wiggle room to put him on an injury list to begin the season. But, they have to start making these decisions pretty soon. And that's at a crucial position. I mean, in an ideal world, Ricky Pearsall was getting a lot of these Brandon Ayuk snaps. He's gotten very few of those because he's been injured. He might be back at practice this week. Kyle Shanahan wasn't sure. My point being is that they already have some wide receivers that they'd like to keep around, but who might not be all that useful for them to begin the season. Brandon Ayuk just makes that a little bit more murky going into that Jets game.
Well, Matt, the last one I have for you is about BA, because over the last few days, there's been a couple of things that have come out. Kyle Shanahan told you guys, number one, on Friday, that he doesn't look at things in terms of a one-year prism. He tries to look at multiple years. There was a report from ESPN that it's really down to the fourth or potentially final year in the deal of whatever Ayuk is supposed to be near the goal line of making. And John Lynch was also quoted last week as saying, "I wish I knew what the holdup was with BA." What do you think is the holdup at this point, and what is going to be the, I guess, for lack of a better terms, you know, the reason why they get from the goal line into the end zone and keep this guy at San Francisco?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true. It's that last year of the deal, which when you look at these deals, the last year is always a little bit is interesting. I mean, that's when, you know, the big money comes. That's when teams have really an exit out of the contract. And I thought it was interesting when Deebo Samuel went through this a few years ago that his extension was a three-year deal. And so to me, that's an option. Maybe you make it a three-year deal instead of a four-year deal and allow Brandon Ayuk to get another bite at free agency, you know, before he's 30 years old. Maybe the 49ers capitulate on that. I mean, I think that they want him signed for 4 years. I think the whole grand design here is that he and Brock Purdy are a duo for the next 5 years, keeping in mind that Ayuk still has one more year left on his deal. You know, they match up very well. This is what kind of gives the 49ers optimism about that, about Purdy, about signing Purdy to a long deal. If they have Ayuk signed for another 4 years beyond this one, then they can, you know, just kind of rest assured that he, that their quarterback that they're trying to sign to an even bigger deal is going to have that wide receiver for the long term, for half a decade at least. So, you know, that's why it's critical. And you can see why Brandon Ayuk would be kind of fighting for it to be written a certain way. And you can see why the 49ers are holding firm on how they want that that fourth year drawn up. So here we are.
Yeah.
In this state of limbo. But at least it's down to that one item instead of, you know, the contract as a whole.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you all season.
Okay, sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, that's Matt Barrows of The Athletic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.